A bombshell court settlement this week involving the 10 Wisconsin Republican fake electors in the 2020 presidential election.
These are photos of the electors gathered in secret and under armed guard at the state capitol in 2020 to fraudulently sign certification documents casting their vote for Donald Trump. As part of the settlement, the false electors had to make public this statement, quote, "On December 14, 2020, in compliance with requests received from the Trump campaign and the Republican Party of Wisconsin, we met at the Wisconsin State Capitol and executed a document titled Certificate of the Votes of the 2020 Electors from Wisconsin. That document stated, in part, that we were the duly elected and qualified electors for President and Vice President of the United States of America from the state of Wisconsin. The elector defendants took the foregoing action because they were told that it was necessary to preserve their electoral votes in the event a court challenge may later change the outcome of the election in Wisconsin. That document was then used as part of an attempt to improperly overturn the 2020 presidential election results." Under the settlement, the false electors all agreed to withdraw documents executed that day, acknowledge Joe Biden won the election, and agree not to serve as presidential electors in 2024 or any election with Donald Trump on the ballot. The Republican elector defendants also promised to help the U.S. Department of Justice in its investigation. The false electors include current Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Bob Spindell and former state Republican Party Chair Andrew Hitt. The lawsuit was brought by Madison firm Law Forward, which says about the settlement, quote, "Wisconsin voters have been awaiting accountability for 3 years, and it is beyond time to hold those who perpetrated this scheme responsible for their actions." The suit continues against two attorneys who assisted the false electors.